Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's International Artist Day, Tony. Who's your favorite artist?
Tony Kornheiser. Artist Gilmore? What do you think?
You know what? Wait, is that who you patterned your big red afro after when you were covering the ABA?
No.
You and Artist Gilmore?
Yeah, so I'll tell you a story about Artist Gilmore. When he was a rookie with the Kentucky Colonels, I was covering the Nets, and I heard from a writer from Louisville that Artist Gilmore, when he went to buy his first car, he was so big they literally took out the front seat and Artist sat in the back, so he had a sports car, in effect, because he only had that one seat.
72.
I hope that's true. Welcome 72. To PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bengals roll the Ravens and the World Series is set. But we begin today, Wilbon, with your dynasty of one, the Kansas City Chiefs, who were thoroughly beaten yesterday by an AFC rival, Tennessee, 27-3. Patrick Mahomes couldn't get the ball into the end zone, and in the fourth quarter he got hit and had to be helped from the field not to return. Wilbon, the Chiefs are 3-4. They're 1-4 in the AFC. Are the Chiefs in a slump, or is this who they are?
They're a bad football team, Tony, right now. I mean, we're not assessing what they did 2 years ago or even last year. They're a bad football team right now. They're terrible on defense. We went through last week all the checkpoints, 29th in this, 31st in this, dead last, 32nd in that. And yeah. I don't need numbers. You can believe your eyes. You watch the Kansas City Chiefs get beat up. All right, they don't have it in any department. Patrick Mahomes seems like he's trying to rush through things to get to later in the game when he can have the lead, having made some heroic passes. That's not working. So, Tony, you can call it a slump. You can call it whatever you want. Right now, they're a bad football team. They're not as good as any of those teams. Tennessee, Buffalo, San Diego, maybe not even the Raiders in the AFC. And they got a couple of those teams in their division. So, no, they're a bad football team. Right now.
Yeah, I'll get to Kansas City in a moment. I don't want to give short shrift to Tennessee. Tennessee is a good veteran playoff football team. In the last 2 weeks, they've beaten Buffalo and Kansas City back to back. That's pretty good. They are a balanced team. Derrick Henry, who I know is your pick for MVP in the league.
Yep.
Derrick Henry carried the ball 29 times. He only got 86 yards. That's 3 yards a pop. And still, they were ahead 27-0 at halftime. Because their quarterback only missed 6 passes out of 27. They got balance, and they do have defense. And let me stress the Kansas City defense again and agree with you. I'll give you a couple of numbers, and I don't care if you don't like numbers. They've given up 203 points already. That's more than Detroit has given up. Only Miami and Washington have given up more points. So, Mike, what that means is if you're going to win in your Kansas City, you got to get 32 to 35 a game.
And they're not.
That's a lot of stress on a quarterback. And I'll say this about Mahomes, who I still think is brilliant, and I still think is the best quarterback.
He also
has 9 interceptions in 7 games.
Yeah.
9 in 7. Last year, he had 6 the whole year. The year before, 5 the whole year. I think what may have happened, Mike, is people looked at that tape of Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl getting to Mahomes, and they said, we can get to this guy. We can get to this guy.
Yeah, and let me just go back to one quick thing on Derrick Henry, who may have only had 3 yards of carry, but he was taking four Chiefs defenders every time they even faked the handoff to him, all right? So Derrick Henry's influence was as enormous
as if
he ran for 220 yards. And it just shows you're right about the balance, Tony. They can do it both ways. And they made Tennessee look slow. They made Tennessee look not very bright because there was a lot of...
They made Kansas City look
And so... The Chiefs, where are they? I refrained until now when we move on from using myself, Dynasty of One. Thank you very much. And big surprise, the Bengals ran away from the Ravens. This is a bigger surprise to me, 41-17. Joe Burrow threw for a career-high 416 yards, 201 of those to his old college teammate, Jamar Chase. After the game, Albert Breer asked Burrow whether the win is a sign that the 5-2 Bengals ship is turning. Burrow responded, quote, no, it's already turned. This is who we are now, close quote. Tony, you buying that?
Well, I'd like to, and I hope the ship that has turned is not the Titanic because, you know, Cincinnati's been a joke for most of the time in the league that it's been a franchise. I believe I'm right about this, Mike. Didn't they used to practice under a highway?
Yes.
I mean they don't have they had no facilities or anything like that. what do I think? Am I sold on them right now? I'm stunned that they beat Baltimore like that. I'm stunned that if you had the playoffs today, they'd be the number one seed in the entire AFC. I'm stunned by that. Am I completely sold? No, I'm not, and I'll tell you why. I don't think that opponents to this point this year have geared up for Cincinnati like they will now. So now Cincinnati can begin to prove itself. I personally think they're probably a year away. But I've sat on this show with you, and I've told you for a while that I think Joe Burrow is going to be great.
Yep.
And now I think Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase is going to be great.
Yeah.
And those people who said, don't draft your college teammate, draft an offensive lineman, you don't hear from them right now. Not at 5-2, you don't hear from them.
No, I don't buy it yet. Tony, Marvin Lewis has some terrific teams. They got off to start
similar to these. Never won a playoff game.
And they crashed and burned. And part of this is, yes, there's a bias that people our age have who covered the NFL like you and I did, because I believe that place under the highway is called Spinney Field. Spinney or Spiny, I think it's Spinney Field. But I remember once Peter King, when he was covering for a living, covering the Bengals, he picked me up from the airport. I'm writing for the Washington Post, going to write about the Bengals, the 5-1 Bengals or whatever they were. And Peter stops at this under the highway. I go, Peter, what are we doing? Are we going to make a drug exchange? And he said, no, this is where they practice. And then Boomer Esiason was a quarterback. You go, what is this? And he goes, this is where we, it's hard.
Yeah.
This is a whole culture change, a sea change, not just a ship changing directions. And if they do it, God bless them. Good for them. But we've seen them get this far before.
So I'll just point this one thing out. If you think the Kansas City defense is terrible, Baltimore late in that game had no defense at all.
No,
they were gouging touchdown runs by Cincinnati. And I thought, Mike, and I know I told you this earlier in the week, that after the way they played against the Chargers, how great that game was, they might be in for a letdown.
Yep, yep.
And I think that's what happened. I don't think they took Cincinnati as seriously as they should have. Let us move now to baseball. The World Series opens tomorrow night in Houston with the Astros hosting the Atlanta Braves, who kicked out the 106-win Dodgers over the weekend. This will be the Astros' third World Series in 5 years. Braves haven't been to a World Series this century. There's only 21 years, though, of course. Wilbon, the Astros have been installed as a clear favorite. Should the Braves feel like underdogs?
No, the Braves should feel nothing. They just beat the Dodgers. They just beat the champs. They beat the betting favorite. I know when these playoffs started, San Francisco might have been a game ahead of them and had home field advantage, but the Dodgers were the Vegas favorites, and they just took them out. So what the hell do the Braves care? The one thing, Tony, I like about the Braves in a way that I don't usually like the Braves, there's a feistiness about them. They often acted in the 90s and the aughts like blue bloods, and they weren't really. Because, you know, they get taken out every year. They have some mishap befall them. These Braves don't seem to have that. And this, I guess it's the personality of the individual players. And when you add it all up, you get some guys who are pretty damn confident in themselves. And they were.
Yeah.
I know they didn't feel that when the series with the Dodgers started, but by midway through when they're up 3-1, even though it went to 3-2, they felt that way then.
They beat the Dodgers thoroughly, and they cruised by Milwaukee. I watch them a lot because they're in the same division with the Nats, and I know they only won 88 games. And I know that by August 6th, they were still under 500. But they closed 44-22, which is being on fire. All right? And they can hit. Not maybe as good as the Astros, but they pitch better. Their starting rotation is better, and they got this guy coming out of the bullpen that they found on the street somewhere last year, Matzik. Their hitters were 0-15 against him with runners in scoring position with 11 strikeouts. I would like to root for the Astros. I admire those core guys. Correa, I admire Bregman, I admire Altuve, and I root for Dusty Baker. I can't root for the Astros because of the cheating, but they're a very, very good team. But honestly, Mike, like you, I don't think they are favorites by any particular stretch because the Braves hit too.
Yeah, but
they
Tony,
hit.
Tony, I know
Duvall
they cheated.
Duvall and Riley and Rosario, they hit.
I know the Astros were caught cheating, but I'm rooting for Dusty Baker. And anybody who doesn't like that.
I understand that. I understand it. Coming up, should we discount Tom Brady's 600th touchdown pass given the competition?
There was competition? Where was it? Who was it? Was Oklahoma's win a bigger deal than Penn State's loss in 9 overtimes? No. I just ruined it, tease. No, it wasn't bigger. Because
Dusty Baker, it'd be great if he won.
Yes.
But I can't find myself rooting for the
I'm
Astros,
rooting for
as
Dusty.
Resilient as they are.
Rooting for Dusty.
Well, that's not rooting for the Astros. You know.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
It's mail time when we have answers and we try to find the questions to fit them. Let me see what's first.
Mail time!
How should Jared Goff feel about his revenge game performance against the Rams?
He played pretty well, Tony, and when they were ahead in that game, I think you and I had a conversation during that beginning. I was thrilled, okay? Because I wanted Jared Goff to beat their brains out, the Rams, just from the way they treated him. That's it. I don't have a horse in that race. I'm usually rooting for the Lions to be crushed, but not yesterday. And the fake punts and the onside kick, it was riveting. It was exciting. And I told you then, you said, uh-oh, they're going to win. I said, no. The Rams are going to come back and win this game. But Jared Goff, I don't know. He wasn't going to be Sandy Koufax. I think he should feel pretty good about the way he played.
I think he would look at it with mixed emotions. He had his team. They were a 16-point underdog.
Yeah.
And they were down 6 and driving for the go-ahead score in the fourth quarter. He threw a pass. Jalen Ramsey made a flying interception.
Yeah.
Then he was down 9 and he got intercepted again. I was happy to see Mike. I was happy to see him embrace with Sean McVay after the game. But in fact, that's why they traded him, because of those 2 late picks, whereas Matthew Stafford had no picks. He had 3 interceptions and no picks. I am totally with you about Dan Campbell now, that the stuff he pulled off, I want to see him beat the Eagles or the Broncos or somebody.
Yeah, me too.
Because he's trying everything humanly possible
to win a game. But you know what they are? They're the Lions. And by the way, I was sorry to see the hug. Sorry to see the hug. I mean, he didn't owe them that. They traded for a guy, Matthew Stafford, who threw 100 picks in his first, 5 years. Come on. 100 million picks. That's why Detroit got rid of him.
Should we discount Tom Brady's 600th touchdown pass because it came against the sorry Bears?
No. He threw 600 touchdown passes. Good for him. They had to negotiate with a fan over the ball. Which was given away by his receiver. It's Tom Brady. I said to you before the game, this is a 49-7 game. Oh, my God, I overbid on the Bears' number. Because Tampa could have gotten the 49 if it had wanted to. By the way, that Bears defense at one point forced Tom Brady, knocking down passes, into 7 straight incompletions. That's the first time in his career he's gone, amazingly, for 7 straight incompletions. That defense was able to do that. The offense never holds its side of the bargain because Matt Nagy, who should not have been coached for a year now.
Yeah, so the Bears defense is ranked 10th in the league. That's actually a good defense. Tom Brady is a football god walking among us at the moment. He should be the MVP. He's got 21 touchdown passes in 7 games, which leads the league. Nobody will vote for him for MVP.
Oh, sure.
But he's 44 years old, and his team is 6-1 at the moment. By the way, those 600 touchdown passes, that's just regular season. He's got 83 playoff touchdown passes. And you know who's next? Joe Montana, an all-time great, tied with Aaron Rodgers, an all-time great. They got 45 or something like that. They're so far behind this guy, it's a joke. He is that great. He's underrated, which is amazing. He won a Super Bowl at 43. I'm not knocking the 600 because it's the Bears. Again, the Bears have a good defense. You may not like their
best
coach,
one.
No, I don't. No, the coach is killing the quarterback, killing him.
Bigger deal. How Oklahoma won or how Penn State lost?
It's Penn State. Penn State was so certain they would win this game, they made Illinois the homecoming opponent. And Illinois, who I thought was going to be immediately much improved because they brought in Brett Bielema as coach, lost to UT San Antonio this season and barely beat Charlotte. And Illinois has been a mess. They rolled Nebraska early, which we couldn't even do at Northwestern, but they have been a mess. And so to go in there and win, you mean Penn State couldn't find a way to score a touchdown either late in that game in regulation or in the overtime, 9 overtimes. Penn State, that's the worst loss in the Big Ten in maybe 5 years. That's a dreadful loss.
So what I admire most about you is how you pay no attention to what's actually on the screen. They wanted you to do Oklahoma first because Oklahoma, you saw your boy Caleb Williams from
that's
the Washington
right. I got
area
carried away. I had to
pull
rip
the ball out of Penn State. Running back's hands and make the critical first down. Oklahoma, though, is not going to brag about this game because they beat Kansas by 12 and they were a 38.5-point favorite. So they don't want anybody to know about this game. The answer is it's Penn State and Illinois.
Yes.
Mike, I had no idea that after the third overtime you went to the 2-point conversion
play. Where you been, dude?
I didn't know that was the rule.
It's been the rule
so
for
when
like
I began
years.
To watch this,
at least.
I was mesmerized by it.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how wonderful it was to watch. No, even though both teams stunk.
Yeah.
But I will say this. It's a terrible way to win or lose a game. It's great TV, but it's a terrible way to win
especially
or lose a game.
Especially if you're Penn State. They're done now. They're
yes,
done,
so
Penn State.
You're right about that. Let's take one last break. Still to come, after 4 straight losses, should the Niners stick with Jimmy G as their starting quarterback?
And the Jets get some bad news about Zach Wilson. That kid, Caleb Williams, from Washington, D.C., from the DMV, Oklahoma's freshman quarterback, he's pretty good.
Good.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
Yes, he is.
Penn State gets bad losses every year.
They
like,
do now.
Bad losses. They're overrated.
Man, wonder if USC
they've been
still
overrated for 2 weeks.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by DirecTV Stream, part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 60th birthday, Brian Kelly. Too much was made earlier this season of Kelly passing Newt Rockne for coaching victories at Notre Dame. We will not put them in the same sentence here, though I just did. But Kelly is off to another good start by beating USC. Notre Dame is 6-1 with only a loss to unbeaten number 2 Cincinnati, where Kelly coached before Notre Dame. South Bend's such a tough place to coach, so much pressure. Kelly is handling it with more calm lately. His Achilles heel so far is the college football playoff, where the Irish lost 31-14 to Alabama and 30-3 to Clemson in Kelly's 2 appearances.
Tony, remember when Chip Kelly was the toast of college football and Brian Kelly was sort of on the hot seat in South Bend and they were saying, you know what, let's find that calm on the sideline a little sooner. Now Chip Kelly, who has had his struggles, and now we're putting Newt Rockne in the same sentence, as you mentioned, with Brian Kelly. But Chip Kelly's got some time. He's got more time, maybe a little younger than Brian Kelly, to sort of right the ship, as the Bengals said.
Happy anniversary, Kirk Cousins. On this day 6 years ago, while the quarterback of the Washington football team, Cousins let loose his primal scream. You like that? After leading the football team back from 24 points down to a 31-30 victory over Tampa Bay. From there, Cousins went to Minnesota for the biggest guarantee ever. This year, Cousins is completing almost 70% of his passes. He has 13 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Pro Football Focus grades him the 3rd best quarterback in the league so far this season. And week after week, Cousins seems to be leading his team down the field late with a chance to win.
Tony, Chip Kelly and Brian Kelly may be loosely linked because I just sort of made that up. But Mr. Cousins is very closely linked with RG3. And talk about their fortunes changing. There's no way we thought that Cousins was going to wind up being a productive quarterback for much longer and more productive than RG3. But he had the injury. RG3, by the way, on television now. And I like listening to him.
His career was just totally derailed by injury.
Totally.
And Cousins was the beneficiary of that. He was. Happy trails, Zach Wilson, the Jets rookie quarterback, is expected to be sidelined 2 to 4 weeks after banging up his knee during the Jets' loss to the Patriots yesterday. Considering the score was 54-13, maybe Wilson got lucky by leaving early. Richard Seymour, who was honored by New England at halftime, deliberately requested this game for the ceremony, calling it, and I quote here, our homecoming game against the Jets, unquote.
No.
By the way, for those of you who think escaping the Jets makes all the difference, be advised that recent Jets quarterback Sam Darnold was benched yesterday in Carolina's loss to the Giants. Darnold completed 16 passes, but for only 111 yards, Carolina managed just 3 points. The further indignity, the benching occurred in the very stadium where Darnold played as a Jet.
Mamas and daddies, don't let your kid grow up to be a quarterback and get drafted high by the New York Jets, unless you can go back to 1964 and be Joe Willie Namath. 1964, right, Mr. Jet? Did I get that right?
Nevada, Alabama. Yeah. I don't know where it was. Sonny Werblin drafted him. I called you during that game, and I said, my God, the Jets are awful. They're just awful.
You were in despair.
Doesn't matter who the coach is.
You went back to your youth.
Just
I like
awful.
That.
Yeah. We're running out of show, and we go now to the big finish. The Cardinals have hired 35-year-old bench coach Oliver Marmol as their next manager. Does that make sense to you?
Tony, it does to them. They say this guy is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Should the 49ers, who have now lost 4 in a row, stick with Jimmy G?
Well, first of all, the game yesterday was, you know, it was in a complete rainstorm. It didn't seem fair what happened. He's been out a game and a half. It's not all on him. It's not. Carmelo scored 28 points to move into 9th all-time and lead the Lakers to their first victory of the season. What do you make of that?
Tony, I watched that game. I was happy for Carmelo for climbing that list. And the Lakers needed to win with some of the stuff they've had going on. Raiders beat the Eagles and are 2-0 since John Gruden was forced out. Is that a big deal?
I want to see reporting on this. I want to see how the players feel about this. You know, do they feel liberated without Gruden? I want to see the reporting.
At the very least,
Monday
Tony.
Night Football. Saints at Seahawks tonight. Who you got in this one?
Tony, the 12th man in Seattle, which is celebrated, has been smelly, haven't been good. Pick it up. Seahawks need a home win. They're going to get it.
Out of time, we will try and do better the next time. And I'm Tony Kornheim.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Now to get you set for Monday Night Football, here's Susie Culber and the Countdown Crew.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome.
so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.